This is Terrence Marshall, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, and today we have a kind of special edition of the podcast. Byron Lambert is in Dallas, Texas at Michael Johnson Performance, where he has been taking in some workouts today with various wide receivers, including LSU wideout Terrace Marshall, who will be having a short interview with here shortly. First, I wanted to get to a couple things. We want to just break him down a little bit to give you some context about kind of who he is from the scouting report that Trashman and I did. Also, wanted to give you a quick reminder, if you're enjoying these podcasts, please go into Apple Podcasts, give us a rating and a review over there. I see a bunch of you guys have done it in the last few weeks. We certainly appreciate it. We're trying to up the level of content here. There was some, I guess I never got to communicate it because we've been having guests on the podcast so much, and I want to be respectful and mindful of their time. And, I just didn't think it would be, I didn't think it was, appropriate. I thought it'd be inappropriate to, take a few minutes, when they're expecting to be interviewed, to kind of talk about this. But we had a bad storm here in Texas. It knocked out a bunch of power. It knocked out, water. It got a bunch of our crew sort of offline for a few days, where we were living the kind of like little house on the prairie lifestyle, having to, go outside and boil snow over fires and stuff like that to be able to, be able to flush toilets or, take like sponge baths at night. It was super, super weird. It was so crazy because it's a storm. It was a storm where, it got down to into the teens or in the single digits for, a couple prolonged periods over the course of like 5 to 6 days. But just that shit doesn't fly down here in Texas, man. We get weather like that and everything breaks and all the power goes out and the cars just wreck. I was sending photos out to my friends, literally, dude, like I live on this hill that goes down to the lake. There was literally Jeeps that were flipped over in the fucking ditch. So regardless, we had like a week there where it was like it got the whole podcast schedule off. It got all the content schedule off. We're back up and running now, back on track. But you have to realize that wasn't just me having to deal with that. That was Trash Man. That was our admin, Jen. That was our behind the scenes, web and marketing guy. We were all sort of feeling the brunt of that storm. So our apologies for that. But we're hopefully back up and on schedule now. We have another guest podcast coming out this week. We're going to have stuff like this as things continue to open up and we can travel around to see some of these prospects. So just want to say thank you guys for your patience, and also just thank you for those ratings and reviews and in Apple Podcasts. We're happy to get this stuff out. We're working hard to get it out. We certainly appreciate all your support and, of course, the support of our pro members over at RosterWatch.com. Okay, so Terrace Marshall, we'll do the interview with him here in a second, but he's a prospect that I'm impressed with. We just did a rookie mock draft with the guys at Roto Underworld, the Podfather, Matt Kelly, Josh Larkey, who is their analytics guy over there, Cody Carpentier, who does a podcast on their Roto Underworld network, along with also, of course, Ray GQ and Ryan Lopes and Nate Liss. And it was a tough group to be in a mock draft with. On the Roster Watch side, we had me and Byron, of course. Trashman was in that draft. And then a couple of members of Roster Watch Nation. Alan Seslowski, who's a contributor at Roster Watch that you know very well. Sully from Houston, one of our great friends and a dude that can pretty much consistently wins the Roster Watch, I believe, the Banana Hammock Boys Listeners League. And then Shane Seeley. who does his stuff with the Flex Network and has worked with us a lot. In this particular draft, Terrace Marshall went to Sully from Houston with the last pick of the first round. So we're likely looking at a guy here in Terrace Marshall who's going to be, you know, if you won your dynasty league, a guy and you're picking last, a guy that's going to be right there in the pocket for you. I think that what we're seeing is that Najee Harris has basically cemented himself, as far as I'm concerned, as the running back one in this class. Just from the little bit that we could see of him at the Senior Bowl, he looked like a mix of an Adrian Peterson with some kind of Matt Forte to him. I know that's crazy to say, but and I'm not saying that he's going to be an AP level, you know, Hall of Fame type of running back. What I'm saying is he has that same kind of body. He looks like that same sort of physical specimen. And where the Matt Forte stuff comes in is just how good he looks catching the football. And just with all the talk about Travis Etienne and his ability to catch the football, what a great receiver he is. Najee Harris has like 10 and a half. Do I have it pulled up here? Let me see if I can get this pulled up. I think he's got 10, not 10 and a half, but he has at least 10-inch hands. He had the biggest hands of anybody at the Senior Bowl for sure. Yeah, 10-inch hands. 6 foot. 1 7/8, so almost 6'2" and 230 pounds, but he does not move like it. In the first three picks, Travis Etienne, Ja'Marr Chase, the wide receiver out of LSU, and Najee Harris are going to be coming off the board in most rookie drafts that you will have taking place. In this rookie draft, it got a little weird because Byron, who's in love with Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida, went with him at 1.04. And I didn't mind it because I think Kyle Pitts might end up being one of the better wide receivers in this draft. I don't know how the team who picks him is going to use him. Devontae Smith, of course, went. Trashman took him off the board. Usually, Javonte Williams, the running back out of North Carolina, is going to go around here too. I kind of think in most mocks where, you know, Byron threw a wrench in this thing by taking Kyle Pitts early. Allen says last year, I took a look through a wrench into it by taking Trevor Lawrence, probably too early in a one quarterback dynasty league as far as a rookie draft. But, you know, usually it's going to be Najee Harris, Ja'Marr Chase, Travis Etienne, probably Javonte Williams. And then you start thinking about the Devontae Smiths or maybe Ja'Marr Jefferson, the running back from Oregon State. He's kind of picking up a little bit of steam in the analytics community. He was actually taken above Javonte Williams of North Carolina here in this mock draft by Cody Carpentier. When you get to pick 8, you know, pick 7 through 12, if you're picking towards the end of the draft in your rookie draft, if you had a good season last season, which we hope that all the Roster Watch Nation did, you're going to have to get your shit together and your shit straight about, you know, how do you value Kyle Pitts versus guys like Rashad Bateman and Rondale Moore and Jaylen Waddle? How do those guys fit in with a Terrace Marshall? I have my ideas about it. We don't have our dynasty rankings out just yet because I want to get through watching all of these guys. But to me, it feels like, you know, I know Ja'Marr Chase and Devontae Smith right there at the very top are the guys that I'm probably most interested in, followed by the Rondale Moores. Jaylen Waddle's just I'm still working on Jaylen Waddle. That's a tough deal for me because I realize he might be the fastest player that we've seen in the last couple of classes, which is saying something when Henry Ruggs has come out in the last couple of classes. You know that the NFL teams love him. Jim Nagy's already come out and said, basically, I believe Jim Nagy said that he's wide receiver one in the class. So you have to take all that into consideration. He's higher on like Bucky Brooks's big board than Devontae Smith. I believe he's higher on Daniel Jeremiah's big board. I saw Gil Brandt put out his top 32 prospects yesterday. Jaylen Waddle was one spot ahead of Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, of course, I mean, everyone knows the Heisman Trophy winner from last season, Jaylen Waddle. Injured for a lot of last season, but whenever he was able to play, certainly was performing. And people talk about the way, well, would Devontae Smith have been the Heisman Trophy winner if Jaylen Waddle would have had the entire season? I kind of feel like the way that this thing's sort of coming into play right now, and draft capital will have a lot to do with this, but Terrace Marshall's probably going to be around. I mean, if you put a gun in my head and said you need to choose the exact round he's picked in, I would say round 2. But I'm certainly there are ways for Terrace Marshall to find his way into round one, especially if he tests well. That would mean a lot. And I think regardless of how you see this playing out, when you just think about how the top of this rookie draft is going to unfold with some combination of Ja'Marr Chase, Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, and then, you know, the next tier of, you know, Javonte Williams, Devontae Smith, maybe Jalen Waddle makes it up into that territory, with Ja'Marr Jefferson sort of being that life raft of the last of the kind of the last of the true maybe bell cow profile runners not named Chuba Hubbard, who people seem to be cooling on. I think after that, you're going to get this little rash of wide receivers, the mixed in with Kyle Pitts, this Rondale Moore, Rashad Bateman, Kyle Pitts, who's a tight end who could probably play wide receiver at the NFL level, and Terrace Marshall. And it's going to be up to you to figure out how you rate those guys. Or, of course, you can always go to rosterwatch.com once our dynasty rankings are up and get the information from us there. As far as Terrace Marshall, whenever Trashman and I did his evaluation that's up for our pro members over at Roster Watch, those are reports that Trashman and I collaborate on. We came to the sort of a NFL comp. I saw that. Who was it? Who is he, man? The quarterback whisperer guy who's always on that crappy ESPN morning show with Greeny, that shitty show. Dan Orlovsky. He compares Terrace Marshall to Michael Thomas. And I kind of like that. We kind of came up with maybe a Juju Smith-Schuster type of guy. I think that's kind of Michael Thomas-y, maybe a dude who could play inside or out. Robert Woods was another one. Trashman thought he's a little bit like Tyler Boyd. I didn't like the Tyler Boyd because Terrace Marshall's probably going to be 6'3", maybe I think he's going to be 205 to 210 pounds. Big dude. He's got a big catch radius. Good in the red zone. I kind of like that Michael Thomas comp. I'm not saying he's going to be Michael Thomas, but he can line up anywhere. He's very versatile from a scheme standpoint. He can blow up with big games as far as reception numbers. He's had some of the biggest statistical games in LSU history. I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but you know, he works with Coach David Robinson at Always Open, who is certainly somebody who we at Roster Watch really, 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 really respect. Coach D-Rob has been working with Terrace Marshall since he was I wouldn't be surprised if D-Rob has been working with him since he was maybe in middle school. He's going to be selected at the 1-2 turn in your rookie drafts. So he's a player that you need to be familiar with. He doesn't have the floor of Ja'Marr Chase, his LSU wide receiver teammate. He doesn't have the ceiling of Ja'Marr Chase, but there's only one Ja'Marr Chase in the draft. And if somebody else takes him, you can't take him. So you need to be aware of who Terrace Marshall is. Let's go to Byron in Dallas, Texas, who's talking to him.
All right, Byron Lambert here with Terrace Marshall, LSU wide receiver. Terrace, you had a great workout today. What are you working on here out at MJP up here in McKinney, Texas?
Man, just pretty much just polishing up the things that I got to work on. Knowing the difference between my strengths and my weaknesses. You know, just balancing that out and just working on everything that I can.
Well, speaking of your strengths and your weaknesses, what do you think the NFL teams want to see from you specifically in this NFL draft process?
I think they just want to see me, you know, coming out the ball hard, showing my speed, showing, you know, with my size that I can, you know, break down and come out of the route, just like if I'm 5'10 or something. So, you know, I'm just pretty much just want to show them everything that they think that I can't do and show them that I can do it.
And what stands out to you about this process so far? I know this is usually kind of it's a little bit of a bizarre process for the prospects to go through, and it's a really busy time. What's really stood out to you about all your preparation so far?
It's just showing me that, you know, you just got to stay consistent and, you know, just adjust to anything that goes on. You know, a lot of crazy things been happening within the past year. So just adjusting and doing everything, staying consistent.
Okay, I got a few fun questions for you here. Who is the best defensive back that you faced in this draft class?
I'll say just film-wise, I'll say just looking at film is either J.C. Horn or Patrick Surtain.
Okay, and then let me ask you, like, as a player, when does the light bulb come on and you have the aha moment and you say, man, I know I can play in the NFL? When did that happen for you?
Man, just, you know, back in high school, you know, my first varsity game, I didn't start my first varsity game. But in that same game, I went for like 200-plus yards, two touchdowns, eight catches, and I didn't even start. I was 15 years old, man. That just helped me, you know, keep going and keep elevating, and that pushed me, you know, towards my dream.
Well, and let me ask you, because I look at you here and you remind me a little bit, your body type, of another fellow wide receiver from LSU, DJ Chark. But I'm curious, who do you compare yourself to in the NFL at the wide receiver position?
The closest thing I would say is probably Julio or D-Hop.
Do you ever turn on the game on Sunday and see a wide receiver out there and you say, man, I know I can do what that guy's doing out there?
Man, all the guys, we play football, and knowing myself, I know that I'm capable of doing whatever the coach asked me to do. So, I had that mentality of just going out there and just trying to, you know, do my best, take advantage of every opportunity.
And what about defensive backs? You ever turn on Sundays and say, man, there's a defensive back. I've played against him before down in the SEC, and I know I've gotten the best out of him. So I know if he's playing in the NFL, I know I can do it.
Really, I don't really just be watching NFL games, so I don't really just be breaking it down like that. But, definitely I feel like I can compete in the NFL.
Well, speaking of how you do break down your game, what do you think that the best part of your game as a wide receiver is?
Just using my size to an advantage, and like I say, just showing my speed, you know, with the size I got, and just being able to do, you know, everything, every route in the route tree, playing from the slot and to the outside. So just being able to do whatever the coach asked me to do.
Well, I thought you ran a hell of a slant pattern today. You certainly look great on the out pattern. I know those are two big time NFL routes that are gonna be very, very important, so you're doing really well there. Let me ask you, is there any part of your game that you think is going to surprise people at the next level that maybe you don't think they're talking about enough right now?
I don't really know. I don't really look into the critics and what they're talking about. I'm just pretty much going to do whatever I can do. And if they don't like it, and if I can't please them, then, you know, moving on to the next person.
And let me ask you, I heard about a race that you had with Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, I think at the national championship last year. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
We was just racing. It wasn't a national championship. It was pretty much in the off season or during the season, something like that. I don't remember the time, but we all raced and I actually won. But that's not a big deal. So,
well, speaking of, you got any predictions on your 40 time?
No, sir. No predictions yet.
And then I got to ask you about Ja'Marr. Obviously, he's like a top three prospect in this class. What do you think his best attribute is as a wide receiver, as you analyze him as a fellow player at that same position?
His strength. He's very strong, and he can run routes, and he can climb the ladder. So he's a very great, great receiver. He's a complete receiver, and any team will be lucky to have him.
Well, Terrace, we wish you the best. We hope you stay healthy through this process, and we cannot wait to watch you on Sundays. Best of luck. Send us out of here with your final thoughts.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm just out here grinding and getting ready for that next big day.